I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. This weekend is the Bryan Amateur Radio Club's annual field day. We spoke with member Philip Gates to learn more about the club and this weekend's event.
The Bryan Amateur Radio Club is a group of amateur radio operators in this area that's been serving the community continuously since 1956. They meet to share technology and information. We have operating events like what's coming up with Field Day. Plus, we sometimes have special event stations that we put on the air. And they also respond to emergencies and communication needs for civic events as well. For example, a number of the club members provide communication staff and services for the Christmas parade every year.
Okay, great. Because, when I think of radio, obviously I think of what I do, and it's more of a talent type thing, I guess, entertainment or information. How would you help out during an emergency situation? What is it exactly that you guys do to serve those agencies?
Right. Well, if times are bad, a lot of times those communication services that we normally rely on sometimes are either gone because of damage, or they're overloaded because of the sheer number of people who need to communicate at that time. So one of the things that the federal government expects of us through the FCC and our licenses is that we be willing to provide those services. So we provide service to the Department of Public Safety, to the Sheriff's Office, to Brazos County Emergency Management. We have radio equipment pre-installed in all the local hospitals, for example, and we can provide the staff to go and man those stations and get communications on the air so that we can get some kind of interactivity going in these disaster situations, for example. And we can establish communication statewide or nationwide or even internationally if need be. And so we back up those agencies that need communications in a crisis to be able to help them out if their regular services are not running.
An emergency hits and cell phone service goes down, maybe even your power goes out, and so you no longer have access to the internet, your computer, or a TV. You guys are kind of that last line of communication, correct?
That's right. And the reason is that the individual members maintain their own equipment and their own stations, and they have the ability to be flexible with those things and respond to situations. And many of them have their own emergency power capabilities. And so for health and welfare traffic and for emergency management purposes, they have frequency agility. They have access to bands and communication modes that many don't. And so oftentimes the licensed amateur radio operators are able to get the message through when otherwise it wouldn't go.
Phil, how many people are involved in the Bryan Amateur Radio Club?
Well, we've got over 50 members at any one time. The membership varies a little bit, but paid members, we usually have well over 50 members, and we get a few new ones periodically. We regularly have test sessions, and anyone is welcome to join. The meetings are the third Saturday of every month at 9:30, and we have a website that's available, and I can give you that URL. But there's a good group, and they come from all walks of life. And the name is maybe a little misleading because we have people all over Brazos County. It's certainly not restricted to Bryan.
Right, right. Okay, great. Well, as you mentioned earlier, you guys have a field day coming up. Can you give us a little bit more information about what that is exactly and what people can expect if they come out?
Sure. Field day is always the fourth full weekend in June, and it starts at a fixed time. It is sanctioned and organized by the American Radio Relay League, which is a nationwide organization of amateur radio services and individuals, and it involves amateur radio operators in the U.S. as well as Canada. Our particular operations are going to be at Bryan Bachman Park at 1600 Rock Prairie Road in College Station, and we will start at 1 p.m. Saturday the 24th of June. And we will finish that operation at 1 p.m. Sunday, the 25th of June. If people come out, they're going to see us using our equipment set up on the spot with portable generators, emergency power. We're going to have antennas that we're going to erect there in the park. And they're going to see us using our equipment, much like we would in an emergency, to establish communications, which we usually refer to as contacts. To establish communications all over the state, all over the nation, and even internationally. So they'll see that going on. We're also going to offer testing that Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. So if someone's been studying for their license exam. They can come out and take that test. And we will also have a station where people that walk up who are not licensed radio operators can sit down with a licensed radio operator and use the radio equipment and establish communications with somebody in another location. So there's actually going to be some demonstrations where you can get some hands-on.
Okay, great. Well, and just kind of the last question and more to get kind of your personal experience or opinion is, you know, why do you love doing this? Why do you love being a part of this club and doing what you do?
Well, my personal experience, I've been involved in electronics since I was a child and just kind of had that interest. And radio just fascinates me. And that's true of a lot of people that are involved in amateur radios. They really are fascinated with how it works. And so, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it because of that fascination, but it's also nice to be able to provide service for other people. So there's that sense of satisfaction, if you will, in serving the community. We also, there's a lot of, one of the mandates from the federal government through the FCC and the reason they have an amateur radio service is we also are expected to enhance international goodwill. And so many of us have talked to people and established friendships all over the world. I've spoken with people in Australia and New Zealand on the radio from my home in Bryan, spoken with people in South Africa and just all over. And many of those friendships blossom and we get together. And so there's a lot of fellowship as well. So it's fascinating with radio and electronics. It's providing that service when needed. And then we just, you know, we have a good time with it.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add before I let you go, either about the club or the event coming up?
I would just say if somebody's interested in it, come on out. We'd love to share what we do and show you around. Like I say, there's going to be a little bit of hands-on. Governor Abbott has proclaimed June 19th through 25th as Amateur Radio Operator Week. So we have a little recognition within the state government as well. And for more information, they can go to www.bryanarc.org to learn more about the Bryan Amateur Radio Club and about our field day operation.
Thanks again to Philip Gates from the Bryan Amateur Radio Club for visiting with us today. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.